You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. I hope they heard that. I'll start again. All right, we're back. I'm just having fun with you, D. We're back. We've got a great segment. We're going to talk about executive coaching. I'm wondering if I need one. I probably need my head examined more than anything else. Noelia Moreno, she's top of the line. Joe Cruz, he is too. We're going to tax them to talk about why they're coaches, what they do, what their qualifications are, and who needs them. So welcome to the show, Noe and Joe.
Hey, hi, Jim. Thank you for having us today.
Great to be here, Jim.
All right. Now, first of all, let's spend a second or two. Noe and Joe, what's your background to be a coach? Why should somebody ask your advice?
Well, Jim, my background is I'm an attorney. I was a successful business owner for 20 years of one of the largest manufacturing firms for kitchens in the state of Florida, former president and only female president of the Latin Builders Association. I'm a mom. I have life experience. I've trained as a coach. And why should people hire me? Well, you know, if you feel stuck and frustrated and you want to make a jump, that's why you should hire me.
Well, Joe, that's a tough act to follow. Go for it,
I'll try. I'll try. Well, actually, I spent the bulk of my career in banking and decided a few years ago that I wanted to do something different. And I stumbled into coaching and actually fell in love with it. And I think it's a great field. The real reason that I got involved in it is because I think, you know, there are a lot of people out there, particularly in the corporate world, that are stuck and have blocks and need somebody to kind of show them the way.
Well, let's start with a basic question. What is coaching? Joe, you go first this time.
Well, coaching is really a means to help people kind of find their own answers. And I know it sounds perhaps a little, wishy-washy, but at the end of the day, what we're really doing is helping people to understand what it is that's keeping them from finding success, finding happiness, really getting their life to the point where they feel that they are in control and can pretty much do what it is they want to do.
Noe, so we heard from Joe what's coaching. I heard you both have different backgrounds. What do you think coaching is?
Well, you know, coaching is really, it's a way to work with a client to empower them so that they can focus, they can train, they can be accountable to achieve consistent results.
So it sounds to me like this is just sort of like mentoring.
It's paid mentoring. Mentoring is a little different because as a mentor, you're being more of a teacher and a guide, and you're giving the person the answers, whereas a coach helps you dig deep to find the answers that are of meaning to you so you can transform.
Okay, well, Joe, what's your specialty in coaching? Is there such a thing?
Well, actually, there is. Believe it or not, there are many areas that coaches go into. I specialize in executive coaching.
Well, you're an executive. In fact, I met Joe because he came to solicit us for business when he was the senior loan officer at one of the big banks in town. Joe and I have known each other for years. I was impressed. That's why I wanted to bring him on.
Well, I appreciate that. But I kind of work with senior executives, business owners, and professionals, trying to get them to recognize that in order to be successful, there are certain things they have to do, and oftentimes they don't see it. You know, people skills, communication skills, things of that nature. So it's really helping them to find the things that they have to do in order to be successful.
Joe, nobody needs people skills in business. I don't know when you're going to realize that, Noe.
Oh, yeah, that's why they do DISC profiles and all that other stuff, right? Because nobody needs people skills.
Anyway, go ahead, Noe.
You know, listen, I was going to say, did you know that coaching is a $2 billion industry?
Well, no.
And you know,
sounds like people need coaching.
Yeah, and listen, self-help. People spent $11 billion on self-help books. That's insane.
Sounds like they need help.
let me
you didn't even realize you made it funny, did you?
It was like one of those
delayed reactions. I wish people had. I wish that was on TV sometimes. Joe, thoughts?
Yeah, there was an interesting study that people that get training can improve their productivity by about 20%, but when they get coaching, it's closer to 90%.
Yes, I've read that study. They outperform.
Well, what are you doing? Are you helping the person remove anxiety? Or are you making them more efficient? What's going on here?
Well, you know, what we're trying to do is really get them to understand what it is that's holding them up. you know, it's funny. It sounds simple, but at the end of the day, it's really getting people to change behavior, getting them to think differently, to act differently.
It's almost impossible.
Well, you know, believe it or not, it is possible.
Yes. Noe, is that something you can help people with? And before we roll by it, I asked Joe what his specialty was. You rolled yourself out with a couple of different qualifiers. What's your specialty?
I'm going to tell you, Jim, my business has
changed. Tell me, Noe.
I'll tell you. My business has changed, and I'm really passionate about helping women overcome their stumbling blocks. Men, and this is not to like get into a man versus woman thing, but you know, the men, they can play golf, they can go fishing, but where can women go for support to talk about the things that are really important, like how much am I putting away for retirement? The heartbreak that, you know, because we're emotional beings, we get so
wrapped up. I just lost this job to that guy. How do I handle this?
Right. That kind of stuff.
Again, that guy.
Again, that guy. And my kids are driving me nuts. And, you know, my mom did it, and she didn't have a housekeeper, and I do, and I feel really guilty. So that's my specialty, is getting women to overcome those stumbling blocks.
Wow.
Professional
woman. Thank you. I just had a stumbling block right there, and I still got five more minutes in this segment. So, Joe, help me out. So we talked about what Noe does and some of the things that she says. I'm a big-time executive. At least I was the last time. When the show started, I was. What are some of the things that you might say to somebody, doesn't have to be me, that might be having stumbling blocks? What kind of stumbling blocks does a man have?
Well,
Let me rephrase it, a corporate executive.
Okay. You know, we talked about people skills. You know,
I don't have those.
Well, believe it or not, a lot of executives don't have them either. That's the problem. but probably the number one area we kind of work with is developing people skills, the ability to communicate, to empathize, to kind of connect. When you promote somebody into a new position, you know, they think that because they have experience or because they have a technical background, that qualifies them to lead.
The Peter Principle.
To a certain degree. But you know, when you get to a leadership role, you have to lead. And so what you need to do is understand how you can motivate people.
You know, somebody once said to me recently, hey, Jim, all I want you to do is be a leader. I go, okay. I go, am I doing that okay? You know, because to me, being a leader is showing up to work early, making your phone calls, you know, bringing in business, coaching up the young folks, letting them feel it's okay to walk into your office and talk to you, giving them the baseball tickets when you can't go to the game, that kind of stuff.
Okay, and that's great, but you can kick it up a notch.
So, okay.
So you know.
Let's do that. Boom.
Let's do that. Well, let's take a minute and meditate. Just kidding.
No, that's what she was. But just for the record, Noe was getting her mindfulness thing going right before we went on the air. She was sitting there like looking at me, but her eyes were closed. And I just had to say, hey, Noe, we're all right here.
Can I offer Noe a free coaching tip?
Sure.
Women can go on the golf course, too.
We can, but some of us don't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the truth of the matter. So we end up at a party or somewhere, and the conversation's always the same, and it's not productive. So in terms of a tip to kick it up a notch...
How do we steer it in the right direction?
So you have to learn to ask yourself the right questions that aren't coming from a place which, you know, I think Joe and I are saying the same thing, that aren't coming from a place of fear or from the things that hold you back or from insecurities, because a lot of leaders, you know... There's somebody in the organization who is a really bright star, and they won't bring them up because they're personally challenged by them. And that doesn't make
a
good organization.
What a loser.
Can you imagine that?
I would want to be surrounded by the best, and I would want the best and brightest to feel motivated to come see me. I want to empower those people.
Because you're an outstanding leader then.
Oh, well. You know what happens? I wasn't really fishing for that, but thank you so much.
A lot of executives.
No, I'm blushing.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're up, Joe.
A lot of executives don't admit that they need coaching, and part of it is because they think it's stigmatizing. You know, I think a lot of that is changing. I think people recognize that there's some advantages to being a coach, or being coached, rather, And, you know, I think it's opening up a lot of opportunity for coaches.
Well, I would think that if the, to me, the basic idea would be, hey, I need a fresh set of eyes from outside the organization that's not afraid of me and not biased. How do I find that? Hey, are we ready for a break, D? Oh, I have. Well, I thought that was a great segment for a great segue for a break. You should have said, yeah, Jim. But now we got one more minute. So what does somebody do that needs to go to the next step? We got Noe's idea. What's yours, Joe?
I think what they have to do, first of all, is recognize that they need a coach, understand that coaching requires hard work. It's not something that you just show up and talk about it.
You just don't flip the switch and get 90% productivity improvement.
No, you don't.
No, it's hard work. It takes dedication and commitment.
Well, we're getting tweeted and retweeted. That's what's popping on my thing. Now is it time, D? You run the show, not me. Oh, okay, listen. Go to break. We'll come back a little early. We'll give another couple seconds on that. We'll be right back after this. This is actually great. It seems like I might need coaching. Maybe you do too. Listen some more, and we'll find out more. D, take it away.